If I ask you, why do you study? Why do you read? Why do you try to learn? I suppose the students could give me all kinds of answers, and probably the adults could give me all kinds of answers too. But it would be interesting to hear some of them. You know, it's just like, well, I study because if I don't study, I'm going to flunk. I'll be in trouble with my parents. They will take away my cell phone and all that kind of stuff. Or you may say, well, I study because if I don't, I'll never get a job that amounts to anything. Or you may say, I study because I just like to be on top. I don't want anybody to be better than me. Or you may say, I study simply because I have to. Because if I don't, I'm just not going to make it. But do you ever hear them say, I study because I love to learn? There's so much out there that I don't know anything about. So many things in our universe that we don't know anything about. So many things about people that we don't understand. So many things about international politics that we don't understand. So much about our history and what it means to us and how it came to make us who we are. So much about our church that is very mysterious sometimes and sometimes not very understandable at all. So I love to learn. I want to know these things so that it not only enriches me, but maybe somehow I can enrich the lives of other people. I love to study because I love to learn. Do you ever hear anybody say that anymore? It's kind of like, well, because I have to. That's what's expected of you. If you don't, you're in trouble. You can't get anywhere. But how often do you ever hear anybody say, I do it because I love it? And you might say the same thing about your job. Why do you do the job that you do? I know sometimes it's simply because of necessity. That's perfectly understandable. And sometimes I do my job because it's the only one I can get right now. But do you ever hear people say, I do my job because I love to learn, I want to grow, I want to advance, I want to do better. I really want to contribute something to the good of this world. And I think by my work, I'm able to do that. But frequently, it's not for those reasons at all. It's usually, well, because I get a good fat paycheck, or good benefits, or it's a nice place to work close to home. The job is easy. The rules aren't too strict there. But how often do you hear, maybe even yourself, say, I do my job because I love it? Maybe there are those moments, but maybe a lot of times they're not. Maybe you don't love it all the time. And that's possible too, you know. Jobs are not always easy, no matter what they are, no matter how familiar they are, no matter how good we are at it. Sometimes they're a struggle, and sometimes they're a pain. But it doesn't mean you don't love it, that you don't love what you're doing. You know, and I think so many of the laws of our land are kind of like that. People will say, I will say, why do you drive 25 miles an hour in this neighborhood? Well, I don't want to hit a kid. If I ever hit a kid, I don't know if I'd ever be able to live with myself. Or if you get picked up driving 80 miles an hour on the highway, you say, well, I observe the law because otherwise it's too expensive. But you don't really love the law, do you? Most people don't love the law unless you're a lawyer. And then you better love it. But otherwise, I mean, that kind of restrictive law, we just observe them because we don't like the consequences. And Jesus says something like that to us also. Why do you do what I ask you to do? Why do you come to church to worship? Well, that's the way I was always taught. That's what we always did in our family. Why do you come to church to worship? Because it's the law, it's a commandment. I don't want to sin. I don't want to get in trouble with God. But do you ever hear yourself say, I come to worship because I love my God, and this is my chance to gather with the community to do that, to show that love, to praise Him, to thank Him, to ask for things, to acknowledge His presence, to acknowledge my need of Him in my life, to acknowledge what He's done for me, the forgiveness that He gives to me, to acknowledge the fact that He has a place created for me, prepared for me from all eternity, that's going to be my home for all eternity. Do we ever say, so I come to worship because I love my God, and it's my chance to give honor and praise and thanks to Him as He has asked us to do. And we can do that with all of His commandments. You know, the commandments standing by themselves, well, I do it because it's a commandment. If I don't do it, it's a mortal sin, I'm going to go straight to hell. And I don't want to do that. Or do we observe the commands because our God asked us to? Because it will help enrich our lives, it will enrich our whole being, it will enrich our society. Our society would be all much better than it is. Why can't I do that and say, well, I turn off the computer to get away from the garbage because I love my God and I know that's an offense. You know, if you were trying to win somebody's favor, young man or young woman, old man or old woman, doesn't make any difference. You're trying to win somebody's favor, you will go out of your way to do things that maybe ordinarily you would not do. You even say you would be willing to change things in your life that you have been doing maybe as a habit for years so that you would be acceptable to this person. And the reason why you do that is because apparently you have some love for that person and you want them to return that love to you somehow. So you're willing to make all kinds of personal sacrifices to make sure that somehow that's going to happen. But so often in our Christian lives, we've come down with this idea that our job is to observe the law, to do what we're told to do, and then we'll get to heaven doing that. And we forget the fact that God says the greatest commandment is love. Love God above all things. Love your neighbor as yourself. You do things out of love for others, out of love for your God. That should be our motivating force. But we teach rather than a motivating force of love, we so often teach that you have to do it because that's the law. That's the commandment. That's what God said. Rather than teaching that because our God gives us so much, gives us so many opportunities, so many gifts, and He asks us to respond in some way. So I learned to do these things because I love my God. And I want to serve Him. I want to be proud of the fact that He knows that I'm trying my best because I love Him. I'm willing to sacrifice my own needs and wants and desires and all of these kind of things. I'm willing to sacrifice those because I know that's what love takes. I have to be willing to give something to myself for the good of the other. So think about that in your own life, in your own prayer life. And not just the Mass, but in your own daily prayers. Why do you say them? Some people just do that because it's a habit. This is what I've always done. I was taught this when I was three years old, and I've done it all my life. I've been very faithful to it. I'm sure that's very honorable and praiseworthy in God's eyes. But do I pray because I love to communicate with my God? And that's essentially what our prayer is, communication with God, talking to God, listening to Him. Time after time, Christ says to us, the motive of everything we should do, everything we do, should be love. If we can make that our motivator in our relationship with God, in relationship with our families, where every family, people have to sacrifice, Parents sacrifice more than you will ever know. How many mothers sit up with a child who is sick for hours without worrying about her own rest or her own health? How many people will say, make sure that their children are fed well and they eat maybe rather meagerly because there's not enough for everybody? How many sacrifices parents make like that? But they do that because they love their family. If love of God can motivate us, it will not only transform us, it will transform the people around us, and it will ultimately change the world in which we live.